Most religions have their sacred sites, often buildings like churches, temples, or other design structures. But for Native American tribes, ancient sacred sites can often be as simple as an unmarked rock or a mountain pass. In California, where Indian areas have been built over for centuries, a bill now going through the legislature would do something unprecedented in the United States. It would give tribes a say in stopping development that threatens sacred sites, even on private property. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
On the edge of the California State University campus in Long Beach, near Los Angeles, there's a 22-acre open field. Many of the neighboring suburban homeowners who walk their golden retrievers on the land probably don't even realize what Indians believe once happened here.
We're sitting on the sacred site of Pavunga, which is sacred to Native Americans as the place where new religion began.
Eugene Rule is a professor emeritus of anthropology at Cal State Long Beach, which owns the land. Rule, who's been fighting along with Indians to preserve the site, says it's important to numerous Southern California tribes.
This is where Chinishnish revealed himself, in this area. So the entire area is sacred to Native Americans, sort of like Mecca or Bethlehem for them.
A decade ago, Native Americans defeated a university plan to build a big retail and residential complex on the land. The university's current president has vowed not to allow any development while he's in office. But Professor Rule wants state lawmakers to give sites like this more protection in case the next president has visions of strip malls.
I think this law does break new ground in terms of the recognition that it is the Indians that determine whether land is sacred or not, not whether or not there is, quote, archaeologically significant things on the land.
The bill he's talking about has already passed the California State Senate. If it becomes law, it would allow Native American tribes to weigh into the state's environmental review process. If a development threatened a sacred site, the tribe could request changes to mitigate the harm. If the developer didn't agree, it could, in some cases, scuttle the project.
It gives tribes somewhere that they can go to make their case that, in fact, a proposed project is a threat to their religious and cultural heritage.
State Senator Wes Chesbrough is co-author of the bill. He says it would set up a process for tribes to declare a place as sacred. Oral histories could be part of it, he says, but more would be needed.
Such things as prayer circles, carbon-dated fire rings, university research, ethnographers' investigations, rock art, any of those kinds of things that can demonstrate beyond, you know, one individual saying that, in fact, it once was used.
An example might be the fire ring in Chesbrough's Northern California district that carbon dating shows has been used for 7,000 years. But as you can imagine, a law that would have such sweeping effect on land use has developers up in arms. Sacramento lobbyist Bill Krause represents a coalition of opponents to the bill led by mining interests.
The overarching concern is that the bill basically delegates the powers of the state to what is, in effect, a foreign nation. The Native American tribes are given land use authority for decisions beyond their borders.
That's an exaggeration, say the bill's supporters. But Krause argues the bill would hurt California's non-Indian residents in many ways.
It could bring highways to a halt. It could bring parks that the cities or states want to build. It's just profound in its effect, if the authority is used to its fullest advantage. And there's no reason to think from our perspective that it wouldn't.
And it could affect a long-running battle over a proposed gold mine in the Southern California Desert Mountain Pass. The Quitson tribe says the pass has been sacred ground for generations. Democrats in Congress are also trying to stop the project, which is on federal land. Another tricky issue with the California bill is that developers might buy land and not even know they're threatening a sacred site until they go to the government with building plans. That's because some tribes actively keep their religious sites a secret.
The Indian community does not trust the state of California.
So says a man who's both a state employee and a Native American. Larry Myers is executive secretary of the Native American Heritage Commission, a state body that under the proposed law would have to certify a site as sacred.
Governments have historically, you know, taken information from Indians and have used it against them. And, you know, they prevented them from, you know, practicing their religion, practicing their language, doing all kinds of things. And Indians have learned to keep the information quiet.
Myers' commission does keep a confidential list of sacred sites, although he says some tribes won't even contribute to that. Yet another question raised by the bill is whether it would violate the Constitution by specifically protecting a certain kind of religion. Maureen Gorson of the L.A. law firm Weston Benchoof often represents developers.
It's basically taking a minority religious right and giving it veto power over all these other goals we're trying to achieve.
But Indian groups say numerous federal courts have upheld special treatment that benefits Native religions. One thing both sides agree on is that once poor Native American tribes are much better able to lobby for bills like this one these days, thanks to huge profits from new casinos. Said one Indian of this fight with wealthy developers, things are much more balanced now. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.